with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. House today approving a Ukraine aid package.
The Pentagon is poised to get weapons moving to Ukraine within days, relying on a network of already equipped storage sites in the U.S. and Europe. The legislation will move back to the Senate for expected passage next week before heading to President Biden's desk for his signature.
That is George Williams reporting. During debate, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Texas Republican Mike McCaul said the world is keeping a sharp eye on Washington.
Once again today, we need to speak with one voice as one nation, especially when addressing our adversaries. For Putin is watching us. Chairman Xi is watching us. And the Ayatollah is watching us.
Winter just refuses to give up. Only 10 days away from May in parts of Colorado. Getting heavy snow today. Also at SRNnews.com, yet another mayor in Ecuador has been murdered ahead of the national vote on an anti-crime referendum. Here's BBC correspondent Ione Wells.
Politicians, particularly those who have spoken out about tackling criminal gangs, are increasingly becoming targets of violence themselves. In the last year, five mayors have been killed, a presidential candidate was shot dead during the election campaign, and a prosecutor investigating an armed attack on a TV station earlier this year was also assassinated. Ecuador is now the deadliest country in the region due to powerful drug cartels and criminal gangs who have taken advantage of its position between the world's two biggest cocaine-producing countries and ports, shipping goods destined for Europe and the U.S.
U.S. oil industries lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing and 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in that region. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans are reading and using the Holy Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. Issue is very troubling now in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of controversy out on the West Coast. A lot of people there in California say they want their cities back, and they want it right now. Keith Peters has the latest on the story.
A coalition backed by some of the nation's largest retailers has announced it has collected 900,000 signatures to put a tough-on-crime statewide ballot initiative before California voters in November. The measure would roll back parts of Proposition 47, a ballot measure that reduced certain theft and drug possession offenses from felonies to misdemeanors to address overcrowding in jails. The coalition announced Thursday it had collected enough signatures for the initiative, which aims to harshen penalties for fentanyl dealers and repeat shoplifters. Top Democratic leaders in the state already said reform of Proposition 47 is not necessary. Keith Peters reporting.
And more details at SRNnews.com.